Mini Test 8. Speaking. In this section of the test, you will be able to demonstrate your ability to speak about a variety of topics. In question 2, you will first read a short text. You will then listen to a talk on the same topic. You will then be asked a question about what you have read and heard. You will need to combine appropriate information from the text and the talk to provide a complete answer to the question. You need to demonstrate your ability to speak clearly and coherently, and to accurately convey information about what you read and heard. In question 3, you will first listen to part of a conversation or a lecture. You will then be asked a question about what you heard. You need to demonstrate your ability to speak clearly and coherently, and on your ability to accurately convey information about what you heard. You may take notes while you read and while you listen to the conversations and lectures. You may use your notes to help you prepare your response. Listen carefully to the directions for each question. The directions will not be written on the screen. Question 2. Listen to the passage. On a piece of paper, take notes on the main points of the listening passage.
There are several common misconceptions about somnambulism, or sleepwalking, and I'd like to talk about two of them now. One common misconception about sleepwalking is that someone who is sleepwalking should not be awakened. Many people will say that it's dangerous to awaken someone who's sleepwalking, but this is not true. It's not really dangerous to awaken someone who's sleepwalking. Another common misconception about sleepwalking is that someone who's sleepwalking can't get hurt. This is also not true. Someone who's sleepwalking can easily get hurt by running into something or by tripping and falling.